In recent days, I found myself having to step away from these so-called Catholic news reporting agencies, because I think we have run into the same problem at the secularistic so-called news media, that we report news that become very divisive, very sensationalistic, and we commentate more than we report the news themselves. And I think it's very destructive for the life of the church and the life of faith when we begin to commentate and think somehow the church are dependent on the ability and somehow depend on our own ability. My brothers and sisters, since the beginning of the church, Jesus chose imperfect men and even women to follow him. Look at the original disciples. They didn't like each other either. They came from all parts of life. Some were fishermen. Some were really out there, right? The zealots, right? So they didn't like each other from the beginning. But they came together because the Lord called them. And they learned how to love each other. And throughout church history too, including popes and including cardinals, some of them were very secularistic. And that's fine. The church always be perfect because she's the bridesmaid of Christ. But the children of the church will always be imperfect because we're human beings. And when we start to focus on, whether this cardinal is good enough to go to the next conclave, whether if this bishop is good enough to be bishop, whether this or that is good enough to be a priest, something's wrong. We need to stop that. And we need to stop that right in the butt. Who are we to think that somehow it's all dependent on us or dependent on some man or woman to make the church perfect? That's wrong. We're not a man-made institution where somehow it's all dependent on us. Just like what I preached yesterday, we're all imperfect and damaged goods. We're called by Christ. We can only love Christ. We can only follow Christ. And we can only be faithful to Christ. And once we lose focus on that, this is when the devil comes in and divide us and turn us against one another. It's important that we humble ourselves like Mary. And that's why the Holy Father is very intentional about making the day immediately following Pentecost to commemorate the Blessed Mother as Mother of the Church, because she is the mother of the head of the Church, Christ. And imagine Mary, through her fiat at the Annunciation and through her silent following the Lord in his years of public ministry, serving him and loving his own disciples. And she silently waited for the descent of the Holy Spirit too in that upper room. She silently followed the Lord, even when it meant that she would have to stand by the foot of the cross, seeing her only begotten son die. Imagine that pain. Imagine what she had to go through. Yet, she still remained faithful. If we are to be the church, we need to stop commentating and think somehow the church dependent on us. If that's the case, you're in the wrong church. Join Scientology or something else. We need to be humble like Mary in recognizing that we gotta be faithful to the Lord even when it hurts the most, even when it doesn't make sense, even when we have to stand by the foot of the cross, even when we have to wait. My brothers and sisters, I don't know what else to say, except that at times I have so many people calling me, texting me, messaging me about the choice of the cardinals or the choice of bishop or this and that. Can you do and I do something about it? Go sleep. Walk away from the stupid computer, you know? Doesn't matter. Did that change our life of faith? The answer is no. Sometimes we spend so much wasteful time trying to talk about the things we can't change. But the life that we can live and the call to discipleship that we can personally will, we don't do. We talk about other people. But we ourselves remain unchanged. So today, as we begin the ordinary time again, the ordinary season again, we begin with Mother Mary. Imitate her, reflect her love for Christ, and choose to be like her in saying yes to God, even when it hurts.